couple of football guys with me, Colin Davis and Nick Stewart, for these Lenawee Christian Cougars, back-to-back state champs, undefeated in eight-player football. We know all that stuff. Colin, we look to you first. What's it going to be like today, tonight, playing the first home game in front of the Cougar faithful?
I'd say it's going to be a really competitive game because it's one of our conference rivals in Colon. They're always a really solid team, and their quarterback's very good. And deep balls, he's also very shifty, so we're going to have to make sure we take care of that.
Nick Stewart, we turn to you now. What's it, same question, what's it going to be like playing in front of the Cougar fans? They love supporting you when you're home or road, but it's nice when you're here in Adrian.
Yeah, it is very nice. We're very excited. I think emotions are going to be high. As you said, it is our first game. We play a very good opponent, Colon, and I think that if we come out and execute, I think it'll be a good game.
What's it been like on this ride? I think you two have been around the program the entire time it's been a player, correct?
Yep.
You're both seniors?
Yes, sir.
Okay. See, I'm there. I know stuff. I pay attention. So what's it been like on this two-year journey with Coach Wilhelms? I'll leave it open to whoever wants to take it.
All right. Well, I can start. For Nick and I and our other senior comrades, I'd say it's been quite a ride. Some would say that we haven't been through adversity because all we do is have won an eight-man. I'd say we've had to battle through quite a bit of adversity, whether it's just brought on by our coach trying to push us to be the best, or just brought on from each other trying to force each other to be better because we like to win. So.
And Nick, I will say, you know, on the scoreboard, tested a little bit against Toledo Christian this year. That hasn't been close the last couple seasons. What was that like to actually have scoreboard adversity?
I think for a team that it really helped us. I think it showed us what we need to work on. It showed that we aren't invincible, and I think it showed that we do have a lot of fine-tuning that needs to happen for the season.
The last couple years you've had great abilities at quarterback, and you've caught some passes from Jameson in the past, who's still in college playing football. What's it been like to see that evolution in the backfield from being on the receiving end of some of these explosive plays?
Well, I'd say it's always been different, and it's always been good. I'd say last year we had, with Asher Bryger, very good. He was able to rush very well. He could get out of the pocket and scramble whenever he wanted to. Always could get us good yardage, and then he also could put the ball on point from a pretty good distance. And I'd say that's pretty similar to this year with Sam Lutz. Very skilled, versatile player. So,
a guy that did get some playing time last year due to, you know, score differential at some point in the game. Nick, I know you were 22, and I know you played defense primarily, correct, on the defensive line?
Yep.
A lot of people, I'm sure, look at the big number on the one end, the 56. But you guys take pride in keeping that a zero or keeping it a seven or a six. Talk about the defensive mindset that Coach Wilhelms brings to the team.
It's definitely a mindset of we want the goose egg. We strive to in practice to go 100% of the time, 100%, 100% of the time. And so I think that just only helps us in games to translate that mentality of we want to keep the goose egg on board.
So I was talking to the athletic director, you know, a few minutes ago, and he talked about fifth quarter and how you guys will play the game across the driveway, across the parking lot, and then come in here for some community time, you know, to enjoy a meal with friends and family. Colin, I'll go to you first. What's that like?
I'd say, I mean, the best part for me, obviously, is just getting some pizza after a game. I mean, running around out
there. You need
there.
It. Yeah, you need it.
I don't realize I'm hungry, but after the game, I'm starving. So then, with, like, friends and family, it's really nice because it makes the Cougar family, I guess, it brings us all together.
Same question for Nick.
I couldn't agree more with Colin. I really like how it brings us all together. I think it's a great sense of community, and I think that's what sets us apart from any other team. around here, is that we do have that sense of community built within us.
Absolutely. First home game tonight against Colon, 7 o'clock, right here on the Cave. Nick Stewart wearing 22 tonight. Colin, you're still an 80, right?
Yes.
All right, number 80 for your Cougars. Nick, Colin, I appreciate your time.